Now, to those of us who aren't used to that, that does sound kind of funny, doesn't it? But think about what that is saying. They have been taught that when my mom or dad really and truly shows me love, they're going to hit me. They're going to yell at me. They're going to pay attention to me, essentially, is what that's saying. And that is what their definition of love is. Now, as Christians and as godly people, our job is to teach that that is not God's love. And therefore, if it's not God's love, it shouldn't be the love that we teach our kids. Does that make sense? So I hope that helps you in understanding why I believe most of all, God has entrusted us to teach our children how to love and be loved. All right? All right. The only way we as parents can continually realize that they are God's children, as well as have the godly wisdom it takes to raise God's children in a healthy, right way, is through prayer, Bible study, and a church community. Prayer, Bible study, and a church community. One reason why I've devoted all of next week for the church community, for the singles that are in our congregation and around that are single parents, for grandparents, for childless couples, in my sermon, Growing Kids in the Kingdom, is because all of us, everyone in this church community especially, is yoked almost equally, folks. Almost equally with the parents who are part of the church community raising our children. And by the way, something that I'll bring up in that is that we promise God that we would be. We promise God that we would be. There are two different aspects of prayer in the home. One aspect is teaching your children to pray, and the other aspect is praying yourself with regard to your family. To be honest with you, it's really easy to teach your children to pray. It's probably already up there. Let them hear and see you praying. That's the easiest way to teach your children how to pray, is to let them hear and see you praying. This happens two ways, and both are powerful for your children. First, there is no more powerful example than to have your child walk into a room and see you praying. An example. When we were living in O'Fallon, Paul, my oldest son, would get out of bed in the morning about the time that I was finishing up with my devotions. Well, right after my devotions, I would start to say a prayer. And I don't know if it was a God thing or what, but Paul tended to walk down the stairs about that time, and he would sit on my lap, and we'd have some father-son time together, and we would spend some time praying together. That is an example that he will remember forever. He usually, well, matter of fact, now he leads a lot of our prayers. And people that have family, whenever you hear your child pray, I don't know about you, but this dad thinks, man, I could never say a prayer so powerful. Anybody else ever feel that way? Yeah. Second, you pray often and in the presence of your children. Pray often and in the presence of your children. When you consider that everything is God's, including everything we claim as our own, we have plenty to thank God for. Amen? Are you with me out there? We have plenty to thank God for, right? There we go. Use this as a teaching moment, folks. A teaching moment. As a parent, those grandparents that are out here probably know it well. Every minute with a child and a youth is a teaching moment. Amen? And I'm sorry to say, you don't take vacations from that. You really don't. So use it as a teaching moment. Pray in the morning, thanking God for everything that He has planned for us. Pray when you eat, thanking God for the food that He has provided for us. Pray before you travel to school or go on a longer trip, thanking God that for His traveling mercies and protection in advance. When you take your children to school, thank God that He will be with them throughout the day, helping them make good decisions, helping them respect their teachers, helping them listen, and giving them wisdom. Do all of this on your own, but especially do it in the presence of your children and your youth. And when you pray in the presence of your children, use language that they understand. Think about it this way. Whether we know it or not, children are listening and using us as an example. So when you pray with your children, the experience is an example. But also your words are an example. So use language they understand and always let them pray if they want. Always let them pray if they want. Years ago when Paul was in kindergarten, I think, we started this little ritual on our way to school. Since Jamie was teaching and usually had to be at school at like 7 some ungodly hour in the morning. Anyway, that's another sermon. But I would be the one taking now the boys, and well, I guess she takes them to South now. But anyway, in past years, I've been the one to take the boys to school. And we got this little ritual going. We'd say a prayer, and I would say, "What are you not going to do today?" Paul, what's the response? Get in trouble. That's right. Who are you going to hang out with today? Anybody that's good. What are you going to do today? Have fun, learn, and listen to my teacher. And who are you going to act like?